case number 10,539, Charles A. Malizia, east of Route 1, B and Lot 2, within Indian Beach Surf Club Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
Evening, Mrs. Isaacs. Gene Byard on behalf of the applicant, Charles Malizia. Charles, if you'd come forward and be sworn, please.
Name and address.
Charles Malizia, 1009 South Rodney Street, Wilmington, Delaware.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, the hour's late, and I'll try to be brief. I'm going to hand each of you, I've got six, copies of the plot of what was known in 1933 as the Indian Beach Surf Club. Now known as North Indian Beach.
Thank you.
The lot that's the subject of the application this evening is marked in yellow. It has not changed in size or dimension since 1933. For the record, the plot is recorded at plot book one, first plot book this county ever had, at page 32. What you have before you is a lot of 4,860 square feet. It's 54 by 85. It is in an MR zone, which requires 10,000 square feet and a minimum lot width of 75 feet. The exceptional practical difficulty that Mr. Malizia is confronted with is the lot itself and the subdivision itself. If you look at the plot, there is not a conforming lot in the subdivision except for the oceanfront lots. If you look to the east, you'll see something called Surf Avenue. Most of those lots are underwater as we speak, and what's left of them is now no longer conforming. I'm going to hand you up a pack of material assembled by Mrs. Isaacs. I've done some coloring. I don't think I stayed between the lines. But one for each of you. What that shows, as highlighted in green, are the variance applications that have come before the Board of Adjustment since 1984 in North Indian Beach. By my count, there have been 10 approved for yard variances of different sizes and type. But what it is, because of its age as a development, is a development of exceptional practical difficulties because the lots are simply too small. What's sought here is the minimum relief necessary. It's a variance of 5 feet to enable Mr. Malizia to build a home in keeping with his neighbors, with a width of not more than 32 feet, am I correct?
32 and a half feet.
With that, I'd like to ask Mr. Malizia to identify himself. You could speak.
My name is Charles Malizia.
Charles, have you had opportunity to speak to your immediate neighbors?
Yes, I have.
And what has the response of your immediate neighbors been to your application?
They were not opposed.
Do you have letters in support of your application?
Yes, I do.
If I could hand those to the board. And these are your neighbors to the immediate east and north of your property?
The immediate east and north.
There is a letter in opposition to this application in the file from people named Phillips who live on Beach Avenue. Is their property adjacent to yours?
No, it is not.
If this variance is granted, will it impact their property in any way?
No, it will not.
If the variance is granted, where will this construction occur in relation to the Phillips property?
The construction is roughly two lots away to the south.
If the construction is completed, will the improvement be visible where the variance is to the Phillips property?
Will not be.
Gentlemen, if you look at the plot, there's something called Pepper Avenue, also known as
Summerhouse Lane.
Summerhouse Lane. If the variance were to be granted, that's where the additional construction would occur. The Phillips property is to the north, and I've marked it with an X and a circle. It is impossible for Mr. and Mrs. Phillips to be affected by this construction because they can't see. It will have no impact on their views, and as a result, has no impact on their property values or the other complaints they set forth in their letter. Have you had occasion to speak to the Homeowners Association of Indian Beach?
Yes, I have.
And the response of the association is what?
The association was not opposed to the variance request.
Gentlemen, that's the application, the exceptional practical difficulties with which Mr. Malizia is confronted is a lot that's 76 years old, that hasn't changed in size and can't grow. It's a non-conforming MR lot, and we can't make it any other way. This is the minimum relief necessary, and it will have no impact on any resident in North Indian Beach because where this construction will occur fronts on Pepper Avenue, which is the southern boundary of the development. It can't affect any neighbor except the two neighbors who have expressed no opposition to the construction. That's all. Okay.
Thank you. Is there any questions from members of the board for counsel? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Borman? Mr. Epps? Mr. Moore? Okay, hearing no questions. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none?
Mr. Chairman, we did receive, as Mr. Byers said, a letter in opposition that you, the board, received prior to this meeting.
Thank you. Okay, hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion. Thank you, Susan.
Chairman, I think Mr. Byers and the applicant have addressed the standards for granting the variance, and I make a motion we approve case number 10,539.
And a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,539. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.